So role of a patent examiner. So the job of an examiner is really to get in there and advocate and protect public interest. So you don't really think about it much, but we do provide a direct service to customers, not just on applications, but on anyone who calls the office and has certain questions, we try and help where possible. But certainly the most important aspect of being a patent examiner is, as it says in the third bullet, evaluating patentability with respect to the claimed inventions. And obviously we follow the Title 35 in the U.S. Code, and I'll step through, again, all the different things we look for as an examiner, but most importantly, I'll try and give a lot more insight on how to think like an examiner, because obviously, you know, it's the examiner plays a critical role in determining patentability and having those conversations, so hopefully I'll get a little deeper involved. All right, the examiner responsibilities. Three-phase approach, if you want to think at it that way. We have the pre-search, the search, and patentability determination. So the first one, and I'll go into this for a little bit, is reading and understanding the invention set forth in the specification. That's huge. So when you want to think like an examiner, you really want to understand what the invention is, because obviously when you get down to the claimed aspect of the invention, well, if you have a good background and understanding of what's being done, what new stuff is being added, and what they're trying to get coverage on, it really helps put everything in perspective. So understanding that specification is incredibly important. And, you know, thinking like an examiner, many times when applications come in, sometimes it could be a direct translation. Sometimes maybe not enough effort is put in to the specification. So if you wanted some extra insight on the importance of a specification, I can't say enough to avoid any 112 enabling issues and stuff like that. So you really want to make sure the specification really does a great job in teaching what this invention is all about. Obviously, it talks about checking for completeness, ensuring compliance. Obviously, we'll make sure that classification is in the right area, because examiners don't examine all cases, right? If you're working in, let's say, alarms, you're not going to work on bread-making machines. So that's why you really want to make sure it's properly classified to get the examiner with the most experience in that area. And of course, it's all about defining the meets and bounds of the claimed invention, because obviously to get that scope of the claims, you really want to understand the spec and, more importantly, what's actually being claimed. So that's why that's the pre-search activity. So every examiner in their mind wants to understand what the invention is as much as possible before they go on to the next step. And then we go on to the next step. Well, that's the search. So when you get to the search, you'll look at the existing technology and you'll do the best you can to find the relevant prior art. And that's really what it's all about, is seeing what's been done before, seeing what they're making changes about, and applying the art as appropriate. And then, which leads right on to the next phase of patentability determination. So an examiner is going to write up an office action. He's going to analyze it. He's going to use the statutes and truly try and hit the point as to really what the invention is and how it's being interpreted and how the references hopefully meet the claims that are being set forth. So it's very, very important. Obviously, after that, when we get to the patentability, then eventually it comes down to, well, I'll get onto the next screen, which shows a little bit more of it. It's about appreciating, understanding when the applicant replies, because it is a dance that takes place. Nothing happens on the first go around, and hopefully it leads to a notice of allowance or a notice of abandonment. So it's really the three-step phrase. Sorry about that. The allergy season is beginning in Virginia. But anyway, that's the three-step process. You want to make sure an examiner understands the invention, he could properly search it, and then apply the best art accordingly. So when you look at the overall examination process, which I tried hitting upon, right, that first examination step, the first on the left, is really, really important. And then after, as I mentioned, that dance that takes place, the applicant then responds to that rejection. And then the examiner, of course, in that next phase, can we make a final rejection? You know, and then, or is it allowable? So if it's allowable, great, goes right to notice of allowance. If not, well, a case can eventually go on to the Board of Appeals if need be. So please, this flow chart is a very simplistic present. Obviously, it says there of an overview of the application process. There are other pathways that I don't want to get into now. I only got a half hour. I was going to joke around saying I got 3 hours, but I already given some people a stroke. So anyway, this is the process we'll be covering. And this is the dance that takes place. And again, from the examiner perspective, it's really, really important to understand that invention in order to find the best art. So what can an examiner do? So clearly he can advise on the classification areas and help the public in conducting a search as well. Because the fact is, you know, we see a lot of things when we're doing our searches. So we really want to make sure we help the applicant. Many times it is a pro se. So if it's a pro se, sometimes you have to have these conversations to help them out. But at the same time, as it says in one of the bullets, sometimes when you're dealing with a pro se who really, really is lost, we definitely want to discuss the advantages of getting a patent attorney, because sometimes, you know, it's just because you're an expert in that science field doesn't mean you'd be an expert in the patent field. So getting a professional will certainly help understand, you know, all the fees and procedures that we have at the office. And we could also provide that list of registered attorneys. Again, appreciating, I think it says another slide, we're not going to say take my friend Billy. You'll just give him the list that are available and step out of the way, because obviously it's their decision whether they want to try and do this on their own or want to get some assistance along the way. So these are some of the things an examiner can do.